So this wonderful, sensitive task of coordinating one's own concept of nature, concept of what's to be done, and discipline of action with the given forms of nature is the balance between doing and not doing that yields the perfect artwork. This spirit of doing through not doing inhabits everything, I should say, of traditional action in the Far East. While I was in Japan just now, I saw some of the sumo wrestling, this wonderful, crazy wrestling of these big fellows. That, as one person said, the survival of the fattest. They are big fellows, indeed. Now, these men spend most of their time during the course of a bout standing in a crouch, looking at each other. And they do this about four times. Meanwhile, the Japanese crowd is in ecstasy watching. And then, bang, they grab, and one fellow's on the ground in within 5 seconds. It's finished. What are they doing, all this preliminary business? They're supposed to be finding that point of center and inaction out of which movement will come spontaneously. And the one who isn't moving out of that center is the one who hits the mat. Now, if you want to learn to be a fencer in Japan and go to a fencing master, he will probably just leave you around for a while, washing the dishes and so forth, and every now and then will pop out from somewhere and hit you on the head. And then you begin to prepare for this, you know. And you prepare for him to come from here, and he comes from there. And presently, after weeks of this sort of thing, you learn that it's best not to be prepared at all, because if you have a notion where it's going to come from, then you're set in the wrong direction, because that's not where it comes from. You've got to be in a state of just centeredness and quick response. I heard a darling story of one master of this type who said to the boys that were with him, anyone who can catch me by surprise in any way whatsoever, I shall bow before him. And, of course, days and days went on, and they tried to trick the old boy, but nobody could catch him unawares. One day, he wanted some water to bathe his feet. He'd been out in the mud, and the little 10-year-old boy brought this water in for him to bathe his feet in, and the water was too cold or warm. And the master said, bring it cooler. The little boy brings it in steaming hot, and the master, without taking notice, put his feet in the hot water and pulled them out. And he got down. He did a very deep salaam before the little boy. The sin of inadvertence, not being alert, is the sin of missing the moment of life. And the whole art of non-action that is action is the art of perpetual alertness. So that you are experiencing life all the time, then you don't have to do anything. It lives in you, it moves in you, it speaks itself. Now, in all of these Oriental societies, Indian, Chinese, or Japanese, art is not simply the art of the canvas or the brush or the sculpture. It's the art of life. Kumaraswamy said somewhere, in the traditional Orient, every man is a particular kind of artist. The artist is not a particular kind of man. As you can see, this awareness of existence is the main thing. And all of the crafts, all of the actions of life, are opportunities to experience this divine presence, which is our life. The function of the artist is to render that in a particularly acute way for the senses. Now, the Indian artist and the Indian mind, as I've said, tends to go out of the world to the gods, this top or sixth chakra here. The Chinese art of the Tao tends to contemplate nature and have the feeling of nature. Now, there's a tendency in the old Chinese traditional Taoist art and poet works to leave the city and go out into the country and be in the countryside, away from people, alone with nature. But in Japan, there are so many people, you can't be alone with nature. You can't be alone anywhere. You climb a big mountain and there's a little party up there already. So there's no escape from society. There's no escape from man. The Chinese and Japanese signs, syllables, or ideographs for freedom, G-U, are both exactly the same. But the Chinese sign really means freedom away from society, under the great vault of heaven, picking mushrooms on the misty mountaintop. No one knows where I am. But the Japanese interpretation of the word is freedom in the context of society. You stay within the given, within what is imposed upon you by society, the rules of the social situation. And within this context, you find your freedom because you realize the very life that shines through nature shines through man and society also.